The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Easter. How many Easters have we lived through? It really is a glorious celebration that we have in our faith. The decorations, and as I said earlier, even God blessed us with so much beauty outside. But there's also beauty that lies within. And it begins with our Lord. Jesus, too, was a relatively unknown son of a carpenter from Nazareth who sprung to great prominence. Some saw him as a wandering preacher, maybe even as a great miracle worker, but a dead one after Calvary. Others looked to him with the hope of freedom, as one to break the Roman oppression. Their hopes were dashed with his death on the cross and his burial. Then suddenly, the resurrection occurred. He was risen, as he said. He had produced the proof that he was God. Everyone had to take sides. Either one rejected the evidence and saw Christ as a fraud, or one accepted the resurrection and perceives Jesus as the Son of God. One cannot accept the resurrection and reject the teaching of Christ. The Easter message is that believing he is risen, we commit ourselves again to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to love God above all things, and to love our neighbors as ourselves.